As I said already, this Vidya Sutram is only a brief Mahavakyam which coming before another Mahavakyam, actual Mahavakyam. So first you are told what is that Shankara in this Upanishad, in his commentary, he defines the word Atma. Apnoti sarvam iti Atma. Apnoti means reaches, attains. Sarvam apnoti means what? Reaching everything. So reaching everything means not reaching what is already being there is reaching. Already being there. Means that which does not need to go physically to reach a place. Already being there is what? Is Atma. Therefore, Atma implies all pervasiveness. So, all pervasive means what all does the reality pervade? All pervasive means the word all includes what? Includes the entire universe. When you say entire universe, we'll be very careful. When you say the entire universe is what is implied by the word all, sarvam, everything and all, each and everything, all, the universe in its entirety is sarvam. So what does the universe include here? Everything is pervaded by Atma. Sarvam apnoti tyatma. So we think only of the forms, names and functions. The universe is of the forms, names and functions. You can't separate the function from a purpose from a form. If there's a chair, it serves a purpose, which is a function. With reference to chair, there's a function. There's a given purpose. You can't separate the purpose served by the chair and the form chair. Isn't it? Similarly, you can't separate the word chair and the form chair. Word and form are inseparable. The form and the purpose served by the form is also inseparable. All the three together constitute what? Creation. Form, name and function. Chair is one small product. Creation, no manufacture, it serves all the three words are in given there. The one object involves three words: form, a word indicating the form, and the purpose it serves. So, from the example of chair, you extend this to the entire universe. Exactly what all you understand, how you understand. The form, name and function are inseparable. All the three together form the creation, the product called small chair. It extends the same fact to the entire universe. So the universe in its entirety is what? Form, name and function. And this universe of forms, names and functions, universe constituted of forms, names and functions, is in and through pervaded by the reality implied by the term Atma. And here we understand this Atma, which pervades the forms, names and functions, is the substance of, only substance of, innumerable countless substantives, the forms and the purposes. Minus that one substance called Atma, the forms will collapse, the names will collapse, the functions said by the forms also will disappear. Understand? In and through pervades. That's why it's implied by the term Atma. The whole sarvam apnoti tyatma means Atma and the world are inseparable. Atma, the world is forms. So what about the plurality, the diversity, the divisions, the duality, divisions, the differences, multiplicity, plurality, all these are with reference to what? Only within the realm of forms, names and functions. And these forms, names and functions which constitute the universe, and within the realm of which alone you find all the differences, divisions, and the plurality, etc. And this world itself is what? In and through, pervaded by the only reality implied by the term Atma. And this Atma alone is Satyam. This entire forms, world of forms, names and functions is Mithya. When I say it is Mithya, Mithya nothing but Satyam. The whole world of forms, names and functions have to be reduced to one word, Atma. That is what is implied by the word all pervasiveness. You will say the entire ocean is pervaded by the truth called water. The entire ocean with all the divisions in terms of differences, countability, plurality, multiplicity, in terms of waves and the difference, etc. Everything has been reduced to one substance called water. See, all pervasiveness implies you are negating the forms, not physically, intellectually you are negating the forms along with the names and functions. You are resolving them cognitively, that only reality. So, okay, that's fine. But so all pervasiveness means the universe. The universe involves not, we only think of forms, names and functions which are perceptible. The form is perceptible, the name is perceptible, they're not understandable through the form, isn't it? Which goes with the form, the purpose itself. We forget two other subtle factors. What are they? Time and space. We always forget about time and space. Include time and space. Because time also is relative. Time is something discussable only with reference to these forms, names and functions called universe. Also the space. Space is the location of these forms, names and functions. And time is something associated with these forms, names and functions coming into existence and being existent and their resolution. Is it clear? This is how Shastram sees. We always forget time and space. Include this time, include this space, and within the realm of which this universe of forms, names and functions are there. And when you say sarvam apnoti atma means this only reality, only substance of all the substantives, of all the forms, names and functions, including time and space, is in and through pervaded by this Atma. Which means, you have to say, time is, when you say pervaded by the Atma means, what is the next step? Time is Atma. Atma is not time. The abstract reality, all pervasive reality implied by the term Atma is not time. But there is no time outside of the Atma. The all-pervasive reality implied by the term space is Atma. Is Atma. What is space? You have to see this fact. If you say wave is water, how clear you are. There is no doubt. Wave is water is so clear, isn't it? What is the doubt? No doubt. So clear. You are 100% clear. You have clear vision of wave being water. Can you see similarly, time is Atma? You have to see time is this reality. If we say Atma again, think of something else. Time is the abstract reality obtaining in the form of knowledge. Time is knowledge. Time is consciousness. Time is consciousness. See right now. not afterwards. This is real knowledge. This is meditation. You are focusing on the fact. You are seeing right now, time is consciousness. Can you see that? Time is knowledge. But consciousness, knowledge is not time. Time is abstract. Consciousness is more abstract. And you have to see this fact. This gross mind has to see the fact of time being knowledge. Now similarly, see the next step. Where is space? Reality, the consciousness is not space. But definitely this inexplicably vast space, which is said to be relatively all accommodative space, is more accommodative space. No, this more accommodative consciousness, space is knowledge. If when you see space is knowledge, you give a title Ishvara. Space is Ishvara. When you are able to say space is knowledge, if you are able to say, you give an title, Ishvara title. When you look at time is knowledge, Ishvara. Time is Ishvara. Then, what time and space are knowledge. Time is knowledge, space is knowledge means, and you resolve the division between time and space. Essentially, time and space are one. Okay? My God, time is a different phenomenon, different concept, different factor. Space is a different factor. But now, essentially, we are reducing them as one. Time and space, we talk about time and space. Essentially, time is consciousness, space is consciousness. Time and space are knowledge means, the standpoint of knowledge, there is no time-space difference. Do you see that? Difference between time and space is not there. From the standpoint of the truth. Subtle, very subtle. Right now you have to see. Because we have to go to Brahma, isn't it? In Taittiriya Upanishad class I explained Brahma. Kala aparichedaha, kalataha aparichinnaha, deshataha aparichinnaha, vasutaha aparichinnaha. Aparichinnaha means limitless, not object to limitation. We are not object to time limitation, spatial limitation, object limitation. I explained, but now you are seeing that what is it, Brahma? No, for this Brahma, Ratma is the very reality, abstract reality obtaining in the form of pure consciousness. From the standpoint of which there is no time, there is no space. Space is it, Atma. Space is consciousness. Time is consciousness. Because from the standpoint of consciousness, there is no time-space difference. There is no difference means, is there a distance? Is there a distance? You have to see the differencelessness. You have to see the distancelessness. The distance is also all within the realm of the grass facts. You see, there does not distance. No difference means no distance. Okay? Now, what about the forms? The words indicating the forms and the functions associated with the forms. How many? Is innumerable, countless. Say, all are objects, we say. All of them are also what? Every form is consciousness, knowledge, essentially. Therefore, the word is also what? Expression of that knowledge only. And the function also is knowledge. Function is consciousness. Action is consciousness. The purpose, anything is consciousness. The form is consciousness. The word is consciousness. Time is consciousness. Space is consciousness. From the standpoint of consciousness, that is why it is said to be all pervasive. Pervades time, pervades space, thereby pervades all the forms, names and functions, all pervasive. Got it? And this is the reality. What about I? You only talked about the universe. Where are you now? When I say universe, when I say form, your body has already been included in the forms. Which you, I, are you talking about? You talked about the world. You talked about the time and space, but not about me. You are what? That is the problem. You've already been negated. You don't see the fact. You have been included in the total. Total, no fraction is separated from the total. That is your problem in your perception. I'm not telling, Shastra tells all of us. It is your problem. In total is inclusive of all the fractions. You are a tiniest fraction of the whole. Okay? Now what about my physical body? I use nice, expensive, fragrant soaps to wash. This is included, body is included. Even you see anatomically, if you see also what now, this is cell or bone or flesh or marrow or blood or muscle or this tissues, everything is protoplasm, everything is included in jagat, the form, the gross. So what about the subtle powers? They're also included. Subtle powers are also included in the form. Subtle forms. Form, we say a word indicates a given form. Seeing power is a form, a word indicating a form. Subtle form. Imperceptible form. Form is included. What about the thoughts? Thoughts are included in the form. Thought form. Much subtler thought form. Gross form. Subtle form, subtler form. What about I? That is what is discussed now. I also is pervaded. Just as idam is pervaded. Idam means this. This one pronoun, third person singular pronoun, this indicating this entire universe. Inclusive of time and space. Entire cosmos including time and space, indicated by the pronoun this, and in that this, the world indicated by the pronoun this, your dear body has been included, your mind has been included, your thoughts have been included, your subtle powers have been included. Include, everything is included here. In this, so this entire, and I has been resolved in pure knowledge. Finished. Is called philosophical postmortem of an individual. The body, mind and soul have been included in the universe. The whole universe is resolved in the knowledge. And now I, where can you place the I? I also is a subtle form, subtle phenomenon, subtlest phenomenon, obtaining in the form of a thought. Expressed is a word. Before expression is knowledge, manifestation of knowledge, obtaining in the form of a thought. And how do you say it is a thought? I is a thought. How do you say it's a thought? It's a cognition. How do you say it's a cognition? I is a cognition, obtaining in the name of a thought, subtle form. How do you say it's a thought? Thought means a subtle form. What's a thought? It's not explicable. It is not explicable means how do you say it is a form then? Because it is subtle. How do you say it is? Is it there? Because it is. Therefore I say it is. How do you say it is? Because it's known. How do you say it is known? Because there's a time it is not. There's a time it is not. There's a time it is. Which means it is known. The subtle phenomenon obtaining in the form of a thought in terms of I is known. It is there, it is known. It is not there, it is also known. Which means the thought comes and goes. The source of thought is what? Where does it come from? Where does it exist? Where does it resolve? That is what is abstract, formless, all-pervasive reality, which is of the nature of consciousness, knowledge. Okay, how you say wavy is water is so clear, you have to see this I, cognition obtaining in the form of a thought which comes and goes, is nothing but pure knowledge, consciousness. Now individual is resolved, totally resolved. Is it clear now? So your body is knowledge, every cell is knowledge, consciousness, the skin is knowledge, muscle is knowledge, tissue is knowledge, the function is knowledge, actions are knowledge. So here thoughts are knowledge, and finally all the, in the objective universe, you include the body, mind's complex is included. What cannot be included in the body, this entire objective universe, is only the subtle phenomenon called I, and that I is also resolved in consciousness. This is called all pervasiveness. Is it clear? This is what is all pervasiveness. Therefore, when you say it is pervaded in and through, means whether, see, it is very subtle, different, it's just a fact. This is a fact. The most abstract fact, subtlest fact. And because of its all pervasiveness, the reality, because it is of the nature of formlessness, the formless reality, somehow has to be implied by some term, indicated by some form. No word can be indicated here. Therefore, in terms of its nature of all pervasiveness, the word Atma is used. That which is of the nature of all pervasiveness. Atma means that which is of the nature of all pervasiveness. And all pervasiveness also implies all consuming. I can say one substance called water consumes all the forms and forms in terms of waves and ocean. What does it mean? Water consuming the wave form and the ocean form. Consuming. How does water consume? Not little sitting and eating like us, isn't it? How we eat. You have to see cognitively how the water consumes the forms, all the words and the functions. Water consumes in terms of waves and ocean. Water consumes means they do not exist outside of the water. Okay, what is included in water? Water is not in the ocean. Ocean is in the water. Which exists in what? What is the Adhara? What is substratum here? What is located in what? What is the locus? Water is the substance in which the form, name and function called ocean obtain. Therefore, water consumes all the forms, names and functions in terms of ocean and waves. Similarly, here, the all-pervasive, the abstract reality obtaining in the form of pure consciousness, pure knowledge, you arrive at the reality in terms of its nature of knowledge. See, there's no, Shastra makes one thing very clear, there's no way of arriving at the reality other than arriving at it in terms of its nature of consciousness. And for which you have to, that's why you need to know, always arrive at the reality as the witness. You have to understand the witness, understand the knower, and there you look for who is the witness here, what is it which is witnessing here. And only in terms, that is, the, in terms of its nature of witnessing, being the witness, being conscious, being aware, and knowing, you arrive at the reality. Therefore, you have to use this term knowledge consciousness. And this is the only satyam. Therefore, atma implied by the term atma. All pervasiveness implies. Pervasiveness, time and space, forms, names and functions, all the entire objective universe. And now, except this one subtlest phenomenon obtaining in the thought, everything else, but no, included in the objective universe. And this I also is resolved. Later on, I also is included in the objective universe from the standpoint of the Atma. Because I also comes and goes means I also is known, isn't it? Ahankara vritti, it's called ahankara vritti, is also object of knowledge. And what is that I itself, the I, the first person singular pronoun, I, aham, I'm preparing you for aham brahma asmi later on, okay? Aham, already said, is an expression of the manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought. When you say, this thought comes and goes. What is a thought? Thought is a subtle phenomenon which comes and goes. Comes and goes means the thought being there is known, thought being not there is known. Because thought is known, it's an object of knowledge. So what is that? No? What is the subject of knowledge? What is that which knows? What is that which witnesses? What is it which is aware of this thought, I cognition being there and not being there? When it is there, it is waking. When it is not there, it is deep sleep state. What is that which is aware of? Then, what is the instrument of knowledge in between this I cognition, the known I and the knower? Is it clear now? What is the instrument of knowledge? No instrument of knowledge. The cognition I, okay, I is a subtle phenomenon obtaining in the form of thought. I am, I being present is known, isn't it? In deep sleep state, this knowledge I am is not there. Is it clear? Thought is not there. But still, it is known. So, the I ahankara vritti, I cognition itself is object of knowledge. Do you see that now? So, what is the instrument of knowledge between the known I cognition and the knower of the I cognition? What is the instrument of knowledge in between the knower of the I cognition and the known I cognition? No instrument of knowledge. No instrument of knowledge. That is why this, now you understand this, when just as you understand wave is water, when you say I cognition is nothing but manifestation of consciousness means I is consciousness. Is it clear? When you say, what is in between? Nothing is in between. You have arrived it or not? This is called aparoksha jnanam. This is what is called what? Immediate knowledge. Got it? What is aparoksha jnanam? Immediate knowledge means there is no distance. Nothing is in between the knower reality and the known cognition I obtaining in the form of a thought. You simply resolve the thought for I cognition obtaining in the form of thought in this very reality, consciousness. Wave is water finished. Wave is resolved in water. I cognition obtaining in the form of thought is pure consciousness. So cognitively you have resolved it. And nothing is in between. What is the distance between the form wave and the water? What is the distance between I cognition and the knower of the I cognition? There is no knower other than the reality consciousness here. Therefore, is it clear now? Aparoksha jnanam means immediate knowledge. You have arrived at the reality, obtaining in the form of pure knowledge as the very swarupam, truth of I, which is called aparoksha jnanam. And that consciousness is of the nature of all pervasiveness, timelessness, spatially limitless, object-wise limitless, therefore implied by the term Brahma, therefore I is consciousness. Consciousness is implied by the term Brahma, therefore in Sanskritam I is Aham. I is consciousness means Aham Brahma Asmi. Is it indirect knowledge, direct knowledge, or immediate knowledge? Tell me. Do you experience now? Is it an experience? No. You don't realize self. It is not self-realization. It is not self-experience. It is self-recognition, which is neither direct knowledge nor indirect knowledge. It is immediate knowledge. Not pratyaksha jnanam, not paroksha jnanam. It is aparoksha jnanam. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.